Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today marks the 22nd of March of the year 2020. Happy birthday today to Andrew Lloyd Webber and Stephen Sondheim, two of the giants of musical theatre, the birth synchronicity of whom is enough to make you believe in star signs, if that was something you wanted to believe in. And let me tell you, if you can follow the plot of one of Andrew Lloyd Webber's more abstract musicals, you can believe in anything. And in sport today, the World Team Table Tennis Championships hit off today. Table tennis requires lightning-quick reflexes, a flexible wrist, and a tolerance for bullying in school. It's the sport for people who want to be able to imagine a hearty dinner on the surface of their sport at all times. Watch that if you want to watch a sport that happens too fast for you to really watch, unless you're a really fast watcher. And celebrations today include World Water Day. You know what to do. That's World Water Day, not to be confused with Waterworld Day, the day in which we celebrate the groundbreaking cinematic masterpiece Waterworld, starring Kevin Costner. What a great movie.
Or World War Today, when we have a world war today.
Your guest today, who you just heard, is disgraced former Home Secretary John Luke Roberts, here on the programme as the second step of his abject apology tour. Welcome back to the show, John Luke.
Hi, I'm really very sorry.
That doesn't feel abject. That feels a little smug.
Well, it's been a while now. I feel like I've been partially accepted back into public life, but I am still, I'm very sorry, but you know, I have to have an inner life too, and my suffering shouldn't have to be part of my genuine contrition.
That is a fair and plausible thing to say.
Thank you very much.
As always, on the weekend.
Do you want to know why I got fired from the Home Office?
Yes, please. So back up then. I mean, what are you apologising for again?
Well, of course, I was forced out of being the Home Secretary when I tried to replace all of the police officers with police dogs. It would have gone fine, but unfortunately there weren't enough trained dogs. So some of them were doing the paperwork very well. Some of them were, you know, keeping up to track, to keep doing their hours and driving around and stopping them, you know. But quite a few of the dogs just weren't trained.
And they were just dogs in hats.
They were dogs, often not in the hats for very long, actually. they kind of wobbled off. So, the crime rose heavily. And quite a lot of the crime done by the dogs themselves. Some butchers out there lost an awful lot of sausages through theft.
As always, on the weekend, we take a step back from licking the razor of the breakingest news and dip our sore tongues into the cool milk of the weekend magazine. This week, our top feature story is a sleep news special. But before we get into that, let's have a look at some of the weekend magazine features we won't have time for. In the Sunday magazine today, we have a recipe guide for the nationalist home chef. Prove your patriotism with a family potluck that is made up only of foods and flavours of your race and location. Five ways to fire up your patriotism with a family meal unadulterated by any of those pesky foreign foods or flavours. And a list to help you limit the nutritional variety of your diet by ingesting only the most historically accurate meals. Prove your loyalty to the fatherland with our fold-out tactics for making your family eat it too. Also, a city guide for the non-traveller to give you fresh eyes on the small town you'll never leave, with a centrefold of local attractions you've seen a million times before, and a build-your-own vision board for the unambitious, which is just a mirror on a piece of cardboard with the words, "You're fine, this is fine," written in Sharpie above it. That's all we have time for in the Weekend Magazine this Sunday, though, because now it's time for your ad section. It's now time for your ad section because, as Jean-Paul Sartre says, there is no reality except in action. Man is nothing else than his plan. He exists only to the extent that he fulfills himself. And why not fulfill yourself by buying any one of the following products? This episode is brought to you by Inheritrex, the new app from the estate of Charles Dickens that matches up ambitious youngsters of no birth with wealthy elderly people with no descendants for a massive post-death payout. Fight back against the wealth gap by inserting yourself into the bosom of a vulnerable senior, be the son, daughter, or will beneficiary they never had. Sign up for Inheritrex this month and we'll give you a free month upgrade to Inheritrex Premium, which provides a number of tactics for alienating remaining family members to maximise your profits, as well as an educational video package with details of inheritance law in your jurisdiction. Inheritrex, we put the you into abuse of trust.
Hello, I'm Dave. I work on a hydroelectric dam project, wrestling daily with the forces of nature. I'm a man, a real man. I live my life in a fast-paced work environment, the concrete around me quivering with thousands of litres of water, thundering beneath my feet, barely restrained by the work of our brave engineers. It's enough to work up a real thirst. And when a real man needs a real drink, he turns to half a glass of water. Half a glass of water. It's the man's drink for the man's man. Accept no substitutes. Spoken by Dave for the Beavers Association for High-Tech Hydroelectricity. Half a glass of water is not a complete cure for thirst. Recurring symptoms may require repeated application.
Want to work in a fast-paced work environment? You're damned right you don't. Nobody wants to work in a fast-paced work environment. It's a stupid way to ruin your life. If you're worried that you spend your life rushing from one thing to the other, come on down to Big Greg's slow-paced warehouse and spend hours browsing the aisles in search of something you forgot to write down. What do we stock? We don't know. Maybe it's something you need. Come on down and let us know what you need and what we have. We don't have people to do inventory. Do you work here? Nobody knows. You can if you want to. Big Greg's slow-paced warehouse. Take all the time you need.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Our top story today is sleep. John-Luke Roberts, as a disgraced Home Secretary, you were often criticised for your attitude to sleep, but now you're a sleep expert. Let us know what is happening in the world of sleep.
I was very against sleep, really, but I've worked out it's quite good. The lack of sleep in society has reached endemic proportions at the moment. It's doing very bad things to people's health. Lack of sleep is leading to depression, to floppy legs, to poor work ethic, and in extreme cases, to tiredness. What's happening is there the
floppy
cause.
Floppy legs, you say?
Floppy legs, yeah. Floppy. Well, that's when you know when you stand up and your legs are floppy. Well, you know they're bending at not just the knees and the ankles and the they're just sort of a constant bend throughout. But not rickets either.
Like interesting, just, I've always called that spaghetti legs, but
I didn't know
there was a technical term.
Well, no, because we used to have spaghetti legs, but it was a bit imprecise, because, of course, cooked spaghetti works very differently from raw spaghetti, and so people were calling very, very brittle, snappy legs spaghetti legs at the same time as people calling very floppy. So, I mean, the good thing about floppy legs is they're not going to break. They're just hard to get around. Anyway, tiredness is the worst part of it. Tiredness, of course, leading to sleep. Generally, which you would think is a cure, but in this case, it just doesn't work that way. The cause and effect have gone round the wrong way, and quantum scientists are trying to to work it out. Now, there's various ways that we can combat this. That's the good news, Alice. One, people aren't getting enough Zs or Zs, depending on how you want to call them. So there's a shortage in Zs. They're being used up by buzzing insects a lot. They use a lot of Zs. So what the governments are trying to do, and I think this is quite a good idea, they're trying to repurpose Ns and put them on their side, so that we can use them, in place of the capital N's, of course. If you use a lowercase one, you just end up with a sort of C with a little bit sticking out. It's like a C doing a tiny turd. Now, there's some talk about beds. In the olden days, you wouldn't sleep in the same bed that you'd have sexual intercourse in. You'd have separate beds to sleep if you're rich enough. One bed for the conjugal bed, other beds. So some people are taking this now, re-finding this, using more kinds of beds. One conjugal bed, one for you, one for your partner, a bed for meals, a bed for reading, and a bed just for breaking wind. And then, of course, a very large bed to put your beds in when they're not being used so they can get some rest as well. Do you suffer from lack of sleep at all?
I go through phases. Normally, I'm quite a good sleeper.
But... Good, that's good. I'm glad because there are other things. I tried an app recently. There's a visualization app, a sort of wellness thing. It was to help you visualize sheep to can't sleep. It's quite an old-fashioned thing, but you know, wellness is coming in. We're rediscovering it again. Would you mind if I took you through?
Absolutely.
How
yeah.
that works? So I was. You put it on. It says, "Well, count some sheep." It's got quite a nice background noise of just the wind in a meadow, and so
feeling relaxed already.
Yeah, you start to imagine the sheep. So I was up to about, I think, 684 sheep, and I still hadn't fallen asleep. But I got a bit worried at this point because the pasture I was visualizing really wasn't big enough for this many sheep, so I had to, like, I got a bit panicky. I thought, there's not the nutrients, these sheep will get angry and turn on me. So I had to spend some time then visualizing more pasture. But the sheep, some of them had started counting themselves and new sheep, so they were exponentially rising. And when I came back to look at the sheep, it was pretty tough actually. I started hearing numbers from the sheep as well.
Oh, it throws off your count.
Well, but then I realized the numbers were going downwards. Like they were counting down to something and they were staring at me while they did it. And I couldn't really see through the crowd of sheep, but I made out this sort of glowing orb, a sculpture, certainly rudimentary, but it was opaque. And yet there was a hum, there was a noise. The countdown was carrying on. I could see that this thing had not been made by human hands, but by hooves. And I had to, like, I couldn't sleep that night. I got out, I think, when they were at about 4. So now I've had to speak to someone from the app. They're sending someone around to enter my visualization for me to try and do something about that orb and see if they can diffuse whatever that, because I dread to think what will happen when I... So I haven't slept for about a week and a half. But they say it's not the app's fault, but it's... Sorry, did you just bar?
No. Oh. And that's all we have time for in the top story. Now it's time for your letters to the editor.
Are you sure you didn't just... I just heard a little... I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt.
I think it was just you. Can you smell grass?
Yeah.
And now it's time for your letters to the editor. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear guest and Alice. Oh, upside down today. That's you, the guest. Part of that sentence, John McRoberts. Since Christopher Skinner's middle name will forever be unknown to those of us with insufficient security clearance, might I suggest throwing out a possible middle name every time his middle initial... Yes?
I got it confused. I thought his surname was D. Skinner, as in someone who de-skins something.
Puts the skin back on.
That would be a re-skinner. No, more a kind of villain.
You're suggesting that we should, instead of using D to represent Christopher D. Skinner's middle name, we should throw out a fake middle name. No.
Bit of
this
fun.
Could be a name or thing or expletive, etc. As long as it begins with the letter D to get you started, I recommend Diaper Rash, yours in Chris Anonymous. And I think that this is A, disrespectful to Christopher, And good luck to you, Christopher. I think he should be allowed his privacy. We live in a world now with far too little privacy, and we can't all, you know, sign our names anonymous. You know, we don't all have such handy names. I think we should take a step back. You know, he's a real person. He's not just a product for you to consume. Got to be boundaries, even for people in the public eye or public ear.
I sort of agree with you, Alice, but I also sort of disagree. Because I think there's ways of raising his stature with like a middle name like Dante as well as douchebag. And over time, it will level out.
That's a good point. I guess we'll have to agree to disagree.
Disagree, Skinner.
More of your letters tomorrow. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year. And we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. You can download this podcast again tomorrow, or instead try downloading tomorrow's podcast tomorrow, or subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode every day. We have previous episodes available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news. And if you have not done so before, please listen back to those previous episodes. They'll make these ones make more sense. Your guest today was John Luke Roberts. John, have you got anything to plug?
Yes, my website is johnlukeroberts.co.uk, and on that website are all my tour dates and live shows, and I'll be doing a new show at the Edinburgh Fringe this year called When I Get That Feeling, I Want Ancestral Healing.
Your show name has more words than my show name. My show name is Kronos.
Well, yours always has less words than everyone's.
I like a strong one-word title.
One-word Greek title?
Just for this trilogy.
I see.
AliceFraser.com is the place to go for that. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer is Christopher D. Skinner. We will never know what that middle name stands for.
Douchebag. Oh, no, that's the trap.
Yeah, that's the trap. Yeah. He's a nice man. And good luck to you, Christopher. Talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor Jan Carbat was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Carbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.